Rural enclaves that attract special groups are familiar to commentator Daniel Pinkwater. Such a region holds a place of honor in his family.
My father's first non-humiliating job when he was first in this country was as a head waiter at a resort in the mountains. When I say the mountains, I mean the Catskill Mountains. And when I say head waiter, I mean in the period in which my father ascended to the position, head waiter, social director, events planner, community sing leader, and the guy who would jump in the lake with his clothes on if all else failed. He was the tumbler, the precursor to the professional comics and entertainers who would hone their crafts in the Catskills a little later in the century. When I say resort, I mean converted farm. Later, some of these grew into huge hotels, the last of which closed down a few years ago. Immigrants from New York City, already deprived themselves still further, walked to work to save the nickel subway fare and skimped on lunches, saving up to buy a few days of clean air and fresh produce. Each ethnic group, even immigrants from specific villages, had their own favorite destination. In my father's case, that section of the Catskills known as the Jewish Alps. When they got there, they tended to still be a little grim and on guard, after a whole year of surviving in the streets and sweatshops. They were suspicious, watched the portions of food carefully, and deeply enjoyed being in a position to criticize the efforts of those who were supposed to offer them recreation. It was my father's job to get them into a good mood. Throughout his life, he harked back to that job. It was a defining experience for him. And there was a defining moment. In the early 1920s, a July 4th weekend, the chef had abruptly walked off the job. The hotel owner and various employees rushed to fill the breach and prepare the evening meal. But there was no dessert. This was a crisis. Not a single guest, having been disappointed, not a single one would ever return to Greenberg's Kosher Castle. The enterprise would be ruined, the mortgage defaulted on, disaster. My father stepped in. He found a bushel of bruised apples and a bag of walnuts left over from another season. These he chopped and mixed together. With an ice cream scoop, he scooped little mounds of the mixture into little bowls. And he had also discovered a box of tiny paper American flags on toothpicks. He put one of these atop each mound of chopped reject apples and stale walnuts. The patriotic desserts were borne in by waiters singing God Bless America. The guests were on their feet. There was cheering. The day was saved. My father was hired to come back the next summer. And he remembered it for the rest of his life. "Sonia," he told me, "you can give people anything if you put a little American flag on top."
Daniel Pinkwater is author of Looking for Bobowitz.